Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Donald Trump seizing control of Washington, D.C.'s police department, federalizing the city, in other words, seizing local control, denying Washingtonians the right to have their elected officials direct the police department. What do you think about this? What if Donald Trump brings this sort of approach here to Wisconsin? What do you have to say? Don't we trust our local law enforcement? Shouldn't we allow them to do their jobs? And why is it okay for the president to literally make up mounds and piles of garbage lies about Washington, D.C., to create the appearance that the city is somehow out of control? It's not. According to Mr. Trump's own Department of Justice for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Washington, D.C., crime rates at their lowest in 30 years. He's lying to people. He is racially charging all of his language. Why is this okay? What do you think about it? Let's discuss. 855-752-4842. We got Troy from Mount Horeb. Say hi to Matt. What you have to say?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Maggie.
So hey,
earlier I heard a conservative say on January 6th, Trump offered Speaker Pelosi the National Guard and she turned him down. Well, the locals don't even want the National Guard now and he's forcing it on them. Why the difference? Why is this different from January 6th?
Troy, pointing out the complete inconsistencies, the lack of any organizing principle for any decision by Donald Trump. Yes, you put your finger right on it. By the way, that's not true about Nancy Pelosi. Donald Trump also tried to blame Washington, D.C.'s mayor Bowser, for not calling in the National Guard. That, too, was a lie. It's just lie upon lie upon lie. We've got so many of them. Lots of callers here, folks. Please, we beg of your patience. Jake from Milwaukee, please say hello to Matt. What you got for us?
To me, this is just him giving his supporters the red meat that they need. They hate urban areas. They hate cities. The Wisconsin Republicans, I mean, we know for sure well have scapegoated Milwaukee and Madison for ages, right? We are their enemy. So he's giving his supporters red meat from the enemies, which is us.
The sad thing about it, Jake, and Matt, I'll get your reaction as well, is that this takes taxpayer dollars. This takes funding National Guardsmen and women away from their core duties. So it costs in a lot of ways, and it is, again, in my opinion, an incredibly dangerous predicate, right? He started with LA. Oh, the excuse is alleged, you know, property destruction, of which there was very little done by very few, no request. They start that in LA. Now, again, no request, no actual problem. Just a Doge bro getting his butt kicked, which happened. But now the federalization of Washington, D.C. This is how fascism works. They get people's minds to slowly accept things that if he had come right out and done this in his first term, it would have never been accepted, even by Trump supporters back then. All that's now gone, and he's trying to move the window, as they say, Matt. That's what scares me. This is the predicate. He's priming the pump here.
Yeah, I think you put your finger right on it, Maggie. He's trying to inure the American public to the idea of having the military in our streets. What we're seeing in D.C. is repression without representation, and we're going to see it across the country. And I just got to make a prediction that this is going to end in tragedy. We are going to see a National Guard's person or a military member shoot and kill people in our streets. This is going to be like Kent State or Jackson State. And then what's going to happen? How are people going to respond to that? I can only imagine.
Yeah, it is a truly frightening time. Ron from Milwaukee, say hello to Matt. What's your comment, sir?
Hi, Matt. Hi, Maggie. The other thing is it's totally contradictory to what Republicans in general and MAGAs in particular profess to believe namely that most government duties and functions ought to be maintained by states and lower levels of government, cities, and not the federal government. The federal government's too big and must be restrained. And they said, oh, wait, let's make a few exceptions here. The other thing I'd like to point out is that some guy, I think it was on Blue Sky, tweeted that he did a quick check, and he said he was looking for people who had people in D.C. who had had a lot of criminal offenses. And he said the best he could discern is that the guy with the most, the biggest criminal record in D.C. is Donald Trump.
It's worthy of a chuckle if it only were not true or possibly true, Ron. I feel you, friend. We got a ton of callers. Charles, we just got about a minute left. Make it quick, my friend. Go ahead,
hello,
Charles from Milwaukee. Hi.
You know, he's throwing out red meat for his base that loves the racism. He's trying to distract from Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
And I would be all with him if he says, hey, I want to send the National Guard to Milwaukee, only if he turned himself in, because he's the biggest crook out there. How are you going to talk about other criminals when you're 34 count felon? Not only that, but you've been deemed a rapist and you're a pedophile.
Yeah. Charles, the allegations, both public and those well-documented, those litigated in court, are lengthy and legion. We're going to get to that no cash bail thing for folks accused of crime. Maybe on the other side, we're going to talk about the flooding in southeastern Wisconsin. We come back with Milwaukee Fire Department Chief Aaron Lipsky. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.